that goes on doesn't get busted, because that's not what I'm aiming to do. I'm trying to keep that condom nice and tight.
Incredible Hulk down there.
But just in case, for precautionary measures, if a condom busts, I want to at least know she has enough in her that it would be worth that, even though I'm not aiming for that it would at least, as a precautionary measure, I pick something at least good enough for that to happen.
Like, at least we're going to have cute kids.
At least.
She's not going to try to take all my money.
At least.
I could deal with her as my baby mama. At least we're friends.
At least she's, like, you know, personality. Personality plays a big part. That's attractive to me.
Okay.
Like for instance, like you, Angie. You know, like, you just. Yeah, like you. You know what I mean? I'm from Baltimore, so I know you love the way I say you.
And yeah, you.
Yeah, it's you just have one of those personalities that just, you know what I mean?
Like, you're not mad if the condom breaks.
Nah, not at all. I might even change my name to Yee. No, I'm just
Molly
messing.
Yee, I like that.
Molly Yee, you know what I'm saying?
But that sounds good.
Nah, it's just like personality and everything, you know, it plays a big key. That's sexy to me.
Okay. So Angela can lick your booty hole.
Nah, Angela can't. Not even Angela can lick my booty. It's no.
I don't know if I want to do that though.
Oh.
Do you like?
Should I say I don't know if I want to do that?
Do you like licking booty holes yourself?
No, I don't really want to.
Why not?
Because I don't like eating poop.
You don't like eating poop. I feel
it. Look, here comes Ninja Sonic. I want to make sure you guys. Hey guys.
Hello.
Seminar. You said it's a seminar.
Right. Sex seminar.
Well, I wanted to make sure you meet Mully Man before he leaves, because he's from Baltimore, and, you know, he's got a movement going, and I know Ninja Sonic is very... All right. Oh, you know Boo Man, though. All right, good. Well, Mully Man, are you going to say goodbye, or are you going to get up and... Okay. All right, Shade 45, we got Ninja Sonic up next, and let's check on the status. How far away is Roxy and Alicia Renee already? All right, let's check on those ladies. Shade 45.
Yeah. Stand up for sure. Yeah, yeah. Seashore to seashore. Money man knocking down doors. Hardcorely, securely. Yo, yo. Yeah, yeah. They all them shit are done. Already know that we just not stopping the flow. Them shit are done. Already seen that to keep on trotting the streets. They all them shit are done. Search not their mind. Realize we are one of a kind. Hey, yo, them shoulda done already know. Realize we have life till we blow.
One of a kind, you shoulda done already know me gon' shine. You put up on me paper so you know me gon' grind. When all said and done, one of the best of all time. The best of all time, she pretty and she fine. One finger in the air and she want her waistline. She really don't care cause she know that she a die. Jean Paul on the hook, Mully Man on the rhyme. Unbelievable on the rhythm, select the rewind.
We done already know that we just not stopping the flow. Ayo, them shoulda done already seen that to keep on trotting the streets. Ayo, them shoulda done search not their mind. Realize we are one of a kind. Ayo, them shoulda done already know. Realize we have time till we blow.
Bring it,
shoulda done up.
Bring it,
shoulda done up. Shoulda ready, shoulda ready, shoulda done up. Shoulda done up. Shoulda done up. Shoulda ready, shoulda done it, shoulda done it.
Bring it.
What you shoulda done is recognize the hood I'm from. Came from the worst, but look at all the good I done. Joining the streets, haters talking what they coulda done. Me, I really run things, me and my brethren. Flow unstoppable, team untouchable. Life much better now, living like a Huxtable. Ladies on the dance floor, looking so lovable. I could be your lover, man, you could be my number one. Home of the wire, home of the realest. Jamaica, Jamaica, the world gon' feel us. Buffalo soldier, the sky is the limit. You shoulda known you was jam rockin' with the illest. No woman, no cry, wipe the tear from your eye. Impossible is nothing, hold your head high. Sean Paul on the hook, Mully Man on the rhyme. Unbelievable on the rhythm, select the rewind. Rewind.
Shoulda done already know that we just not stopping the flow. Ayo, them shoulda done already see that we keep on trotting the street. Ayo, them shoulda done search not their mind. Realize we are one of a kind. Ayo, them shoulda done already know. Realize we have time till we blow.
Bring it.
Ayo, DJ Wonder, this your boy Mr. Cheeks, you know what I mean? I know you be representing Queens and all that. So right about now, I think you need to hit him with none but one of them classic joints, baby.
Alright, baby girl, you will never know tonight. You may tell me that whenever. So
Come on over to her. Bling, 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 bling. Who's that with Super Cat? Bling, bling, who's that with Super Cat?
Third eye,
Yes, Black, where my troopers at?
Uptown,
oh, they got my back, but I'm still strapped. Got the real fat, fat track for my L. Nah, nah.
Who's there?
Puff Daddy Hop. Crazy, nah, nah.
Who's there?
Puff Crazy, nah, nah.
Who's there?
Puff Daddy Hop. Nah, nah.
Who's there?
Puff Daddy Hop. Flick Trooper from the Trooper with mad props. I freak the funky fly remix. Get my man remix. Hit the high thing that they kick on your radio. It's the bad boy, yo. Making mad noise, yo. 93's will act like you know, bro.
Who is it?
Puff Daddy rolling through a Super Cat in every day. So what you say? What you say?
I love it when you call me Big Pop, but the show stop, but the rhyme drop.
Say,
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Say,
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Say,
I love it when you call me Big Pop, but the show stop, but the rhyme drop, but Super Cat past the clock. I see you shivering. Check the flavor, Biggie Smalls is delivering. Lyrical lyrics is blowing lyrics out my larynx. Chubby competitor, quick to kick the chump in the chest. Yes, it's bad boy, hard to the core. Yeah! Big Dad, take it no more.
I'm out to lay it on the line. I have a real, real corruptive mind. And you know, all my massive gotta get with it. Lord of mercy, it's like weep, beep, guy go to sleep. Sip up in a bag with a jack on his feet. How much man they kill me if he say a whole leap? We a murder boy before we did creep.
Matey, but you come for war. Don't try it, guy, you not go reach far. 1,000 my wife flick out me chicken. Because wife be a the big superstar. Me tell him, put up your hand, cause the man no feel your own. Love him up and rub him up, now when him come home, yeah. Put up your hand, cause the man no feel you. The door lock tight and next girl can't go through.
Who me say?
People, are you ready?
Oh!
Oh Lord! I say people, are you ready?
Oh!
Oh Lord!
Yes!
Because it's Big Daddy Rickstar, true born killer. Me have a true goal tighter than Reggie Miller. Me respect me brother, me respect me sister. Say yes, I Daddy Rickstar, you a true murderer.
Ling-a-ling-a-ling, band silent swing. DJ Dave stuck up in the table, ring.
When me come down to London, the compression. Jack only be wife and the only bed. When it come down to London, the compression. Jack only be wife and the only bed. I be lick out the shot. What them attack? Get your rock up, make a respond me back. If I can talk, you talk. Murder you again. If it not test it, you want to catch it. I be lick him out. What them talk about? When they come and dance, I'll attack it up and rip it up. Me say, Jack all up and drop it up. Me say, now them up and load it up. Me say,
I'm in a drama for yours. I'm in a play with your beginning. Hear it? Mac Daddy, Mac Daddy, Mac Daddy, Mac Daddy. You tell them I get the
regular me, Mac
Daddy. I'm need to run. Mac Daddy, 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 Mac Daddy.
I'm Angela Yee.
Melanie Monroe here.
And we got Ninja Sonic here. What's up, guys?
What up, what up, what up?
Hello, how are you doing this evening?
Y'all don't even know what you just walked into.
I got an idea, but you know what? We built for
I see this straight Sutton magazine. I know where I have a pretty good idea what's going on here.
And when I think Ninja Sonic, because I've seen you guys perform before.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think craziness. I mean, I'm familiar with your music. You know,
it's all for fun. Everything is all for fun. We if it ain't fun, it ain't getting done. We just
no. Oh, it's definitely fun.
Professionally rage. We professionally rage. Yeah. By the way, my name is Telly. Bathroom Sex.
And I'm DJ Rufio. All
right. So, and this is Melanie Monroe. She's our special guest co-host for the evening.
Kudos, hello. Melanie.
Hi.
She's smoking hot, by the way.
Thank you.
You know how I feel about the Bronx.
Are you familiar? Are you familiar with her work?
No.
What is your most what's your most popular movie?
Oh, wow. Everybody Loves My Bang Bros.
Bang Bros.
Bang
okay.
Bros.
Oh, shit.
Everybody Loves My Very First Movie Ever, Ass Parade.
The very first movie is always good. It's like amateur.
Yeah.
And people love that. You're a new person on the scene. They've never seen your work before. And they're like, who's this chick?
I'm just in Miami in front of everybody on the pier. And this boat's riding by. And I have no idea what's going on.
Interesting.
Shaking it.
That's you guys awesome. Are big Bang Bros fans?
I love Bang Bros.
Yeah, they go hard in Bang Bros.
Mm-hmm. Bang Bros. They're my idols, to be quite
honest. You said those are your idols?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Why?
That, but I know every time I fuck with a Bang Bro situation, I'm like stuck in a crib for a long time.
I'm just trying to figure out like how they got their shit popping.
Yeah. We should have them up here one day.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bang Bros and Reality Kings is the same company, same owner, but they just... play off each other. They're both in Miami.
Now, for you guys, what's your favorite category of porn? Like, if you have to go and go on the website and pick one, what do you look for?
It's like it depends on how I'm feeling. One day I want to look at an oily ass.
One day
I just want to look at like a spitty blowjob. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and it's just how I'm feeling. I feel like when I watch porno, it's like the babe is like, that's my babe now. It's like I'm in relationships with this babe during that time. So it's all depending on how I feel. But
and then when you bust a nut, you guys break up.
Yeah, we break up. And you check a here and there. I'm really into squirters right now. I'm really like heavy into like squirters.
Guys are so into squirters.
Not when it happens on your mattress. That shit is not
happening. Yo, man, you just put a towel over it and just.
But you don't know. What if you don't know it's gonna happen?
I prepare for it. I pray it happens, man, because I know how to make it pop. So I go right for the squirter move, and if it don't like rip, then I'm just like, I'm over. I ain't over it. I just
towel for nothing. Situation. Are you a squirter, Melanie?
I have squirted before.
Then you're a squirter.
Yeah.
Like how many times when you...
I mean, it's been a few times. It's hard. You have to know what you're doing.
The guy has to know what he's doing, or you have to know what you're doing.
The guy has to know what he's doing. You got to hit that spot.
I think it's both, man.
Now, I know a move that make it pop like off the rip. Like,
what's the move?
It's like, I don't know if I want to put it out there.
Put it out there. Come on.
I don't want to. You don't want the whole world to squirt. Coming up. This is my thing. I don't want to put everybody...
Come on. Help people out.
Like
that's what Ninja Sonic does.
Out, man. I'm curious.
I'm like, well, most love. Of the time when I'm like when I'm going for it, like I just like open up the pussy and just grab my dick and just had a head and just like rub it at the head for real long.
He's really showing us.
And then it adjusts. Like, and you could just tell in her mannerisms, like she'll just get too crazy. Mm-hmm. And when they get real crazy and it's just like piss everywhere.
That sounds like that could work.
It works.
It's that feeling that you have to pee, and if you hold it in then you won't squirt, but if you just let it go. Bam.
At first, I was like freaked out because I'm like, oh, this bitch is peeing on me.
Right.
But then we had a conference, me and the homies is like, nah, my nigga. Then we went on the internet and it was like.
You went on the internet.
Nah, we were trying to get to
the bottom. They got for the internet.
It's the main source of information.
And
man.
Yeah, thank God for the internet.
It's like a fluid that's around like whatever area in there, whatever our shit in there is.
And right. Our shit is. And it just, don't describe our stuff like that.
I'm sorry, man.
Hey.
I'm trying to get to the point. I'm trying to get straight to the point.
Wow. So you think squirting, like say if you come in a girl and she squirts, does that mean you can't get pregnant?
No. Squirting and coming in her is two different things.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just wondering because it seems like it would push it out.
I don't know. I don't know how like y'all mechanisms work. I don't know.
You tell us.
I don't know. I never squirted.
Oh man, you need help?
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
I know dudes that live their whole life and never had a squirt. I be from the bath, niggas. Like,
I'm not mad, man.
I don't know, man. This is a life-changing experience.
Oh, shit. It's getting live in here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. What the fuck did we walk into?
Well, know, Roxy and Alicia Renee, shit. My girl. Hey.
It's pretty girl central.
Kudos. Hey, why you stealing my line?
Hi. What's up, pumpkins? I did not really think these girls were coming.
Well, go a mile. Keep
I'm glad they're here.
I'll fight you over these girls. Hold on.
I ain't gonna put up too much of a fight.
That's not resort to
violence. I'm gonna submit.
Man, Roxy's never been up here before, so we gotta take it easy. We gotta take it easy on her. Alicia Renee, on the other hand, you can go in on her.
What? Huh?
Go in, literally?
I would literally go in.
Are we talking
her.
About literally going in?
What's up, beautiful?
Who knows love?
Damn it, I can't believe it. Look at Roxy up here.
I'm
here. Serious.
I'm here.
At lip service. Now, you guys, she has an image to maintain.
I heard about some things we were talking about on the way here. Who was lying that they don't cry, they never cried over no chick?
Oh, that was Molly Man. He just left. Okay. He kind of admitted that he did.
Freaking lying.
Like crisis
the other day, man. Like, girls are hard work.
Roxy, you can go right over there.
Oh, yes.
You guys.
No, she can go right her. Right her.
Get my little Roxy poo through. Where's Alicia? I'm going to switch with Alicia.
Are we doing it like this?
Can we slide it down?
This is like serious business.
Have you guys,
like Matrix and all these fucking...
Have you guys ever cried over a lady?
Yeah, I've done, man. I've
I could tell you have, Mr. Bathroom Sex.
I'm emotional, man. I'm an emotional wreck.
Check.
I'm an emotional wreck.
Yeah, I like to have like girlfriends, you know what I mean? I love
people.
Because
you rage too hard and then you like come down and then like your emotions are just out of whack.
You rage too hard.
Yeah, I got a bad habit of partying.
Now, Roxy, how do you feel about a guy that cries?
If he cries during sex, that just means it's really good.
And that's a good thing.
A dude that cries, it depends. It depends. Like, if we're in a serious, serious battle conversation and it's like, don't leave me, please. No, really. Or something really traumatic is going on with him right now and he's just, the world is on his shoulders. then I feel you. Like, that's right. That's cool.
Yo, but,
if you're going to cry during The Notebook, you just a little bit.
During The Notebook.
See, I still have yet to see that movie because I don't want to cry.
I saw it and I did not cry.
You didn't cry?
It was too hyped up.
Several movies that make me cry. I cry like
at you cried during The Lion King. You look like that type.
Let me tell you something. I cried during The Lion King. I cried during Lean On Me when it was like, we don't want a teacher. We want Mr. Clark. That shit made me cry. I just watched The Time Traveler's Wife and was blinking back tears.
Damn, oh my God. Cry a lot. So yeah. You cried during Ernest Goes to Camp.
I'm in touch. Nah, knock it off. Knock it
you
off.
You cried when Pee Wee got locked up?
Nah, I laughed.
You're a crybaby.
I laughed really hard.
Baby.
But, you know, I'm in touch with my emotions. You know what I'm saying? I'm a human being. We have emotions.
Now, Roxy's super emotional. I can see that.
I'm a Scorpio. So
she's like, she seems like the kind of chick.
We're emotional, crazy emotional. Yeah, crazy
you seem
emotional.
Like the type of person that like throws things.
Oh, yeah. All day. All day long.
Super Snoop. All Scorpios, they go through your shit. They crack codes.
Shit.
They know how to crack every fucking code imaginable. They'll get inside your iPhone and fucking everything.
It's really bad. I wish that I can control it. But
y'all are sexual animals. Y'all like
you know, that just turns me on when we get into a fight, though.
Right. Like, next thing you know.
Next thing you know, we're having some really passionate.
That's the best kind of sex.
Passionate,
in my
yeah.
Because then you could get mad, you could slap extra hard, you could choke.
Melanie Monroe, I see you eyeing Roxy too.
Yeah, she looks good.
Okay. Oh, you go that way. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
You get hit on a lot by women,
right? I do. You know, I do. And I think it's the most flattering compliment that anybody could get because, like, I don't care. Well, maybe guys, but girls always have that thing, that either that phase or you just appreciate a woman's body and you appreciate, you know, our beauty. So because women are also the biggest haters in the world. So right. For another woman to compliment you and really think you're beautiful and you know, even hit on you, I think that's just like a great compliment. And I love gay
sometimes
people, so.
I'd be like on the train and I see some chick grilling me and I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch looking at? And she's like, I like your shoes.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, damn, sorry.
And then you forget your Yee. And Yee is so famous. Hi, Yee. Right. I miss you,
girl talk is getting real.
She's cute as a button over there.
Isn't she
look
so fly?
Yeah,
I love her.
She's adorable, man.
Oh, you guys.
I love my
There's a lot going on in here. Right? Yo,
it's a lot of compliments.
Yo, it's a lot
Alicia
going
Renee
on right here, guys.
Just grabbed my ass. She did. She's about to get on here. Alicia Renee, last time she was on Lip Service.
What'd she do?
Man.
Really?
Mm. She's crazy.
We might have to spend this
time. Talk about crazy.
We might have to reenact that crime scene.
As a matter of fact, let me set everybody up right now. 888-845 is the number. Call us up. Roxy's here. Ninja Sonic is here. Melanie Monroe is here. And Alicia Renee is about to get on. And she's about to get on.
Can somebody get off?
Yeah.
Gonna slip in. Because in 9 months... Sure, you're going to be tripping.
All right.
Don't get caught slipping. Because in 9 months, sure, you're going to be tripping. Check. Somebody going to get pregnant. Watch out, cause somebody gonna get pregnant. Walked in the club like, who that? Walked in the club like, who that? Walked in the club like, who that? Then chat. Walked in the club like, who that? Walked in the club like, who that? Walked in the club like, who that? Then chat. Then I took her back home. And I with chat. Then I took her back home. And I with chat. Then I took her back home. And she gave me some dome. She said, put it in, don't wrap it up. I said, I'm not trying to do that. Cause somebody gon' get pregnant. Somebody gon' get pregnant. Watch out, you better watch out. Cause do that. I said somebody gon' get pregnant.
what's in front of us before it's gone and too late to bring back. So I think we should talk about us and what we could become in these upcoming years. So now try to picture us just happy and in love, plus you won't have to worry about a thing. Just let me ask a simple question before I lose my chin.
When I'm with another girl, they ask for you. Said I'm kinda cheating, but it's kinda true. Might have took them out to eat, but they wasn't eating. Got a little head, but I wasn't skiing. Sent a BBM, could have phone busy. Scared to settle down, cause you're kinda mixy. And you're running around, and I know you miss me. So let's turn off the lights and get busy. I wanna tickle every little part of your body. Who the one you're calling when you wanna get naughty? Thinking and I'm sucking something like an armed robbery. Screaming, oh my god, but we getting ungodly. Ooh. Do you feel it, mama? Like the flow, I be getting all in your mama. Wet it up, what you talking about? You know that it's only about you, girl. It's only you, girl.
Girl, what would you do if you say that you're someone I want you?
Someone I want you.
Fancy you. And
yeah.
I'm so scared if you would go there alone.
I'm just trying to have too much fun. Can you help me have too much fun? I'm just trying to have too much fun. Can you help me have too much fun?
Shade 45 is lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
Hot Molly Monroe.
Yowzers.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm seeing right now DJ Wonder, hands down, one of my favorite New York DJs.
Steezy as hell, man. He going in. Turning into a party.
Ninja Sonic is here.
Yes, we definitely are in the building. And yes, there are very hot girls in the building as well.
And my little booze just walked in. Mr. Roxy Diaz is here for the first time ever.
Ever!
Smoking hot. She's smoking hot, bro.
And Alicia Renee is here too.
Now she's foxy sexy.
Yo, this is smoking hot city.
Everybody in here.
This is smoking hot city in here.
This is so great.
I feel like I look pretty good too. But I'm just going to toot my own horn because I can.
Do that when you get home, okay?
Oh,
why you going to be like that?
Smoking hot city.
I lavish you with compliments and this is how you treat me?
Yeah.
See? Toot your horn at home.
I might be on Bang Bros tooting my horn.
All right, now we have.
Is that what you've been on? I'm like, did I ever see you watch you? I gotta. Can you give me a copy of your work?
Yeah,
because I'm such a big.
Sexy. Oh my god!
Wait, Roxy, you watch porn?
Yes.
What?
Get it, Fox. I love watching porn.
So as like boy girl,
as an educational tool.
All right, what's your favorite? Oh. What do ask you? What they ask me? What's your favorite
category?
Yeah.
Girl on girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're throwing a lot of hints out there. I'm picking
no,
up.
No, I just think
I'm catching
sorry.
A lot of these hints that you're throwing out there.
Some guys schlongs just don't look right on porn, and I don't want.
Yeah, penises
that.
Aren't like the most attractive.
It's not the most attractive thing in the world.
Are they real?
Because
sometimes don't they use like fake ones?
Do they?
The infamous phallic symbol.
Don't they use fake ones?
What?
Melanie,
see,
do
I
they
watch
fake ding dong?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
They take a lot of Cialis to keep it hardened, you know.
Really?
Jeez,
oh,
Louise.
Yeah. Do they got like sponsorships?
Yo, teach me all the tricks, man. I'm trying to learn.
Or they take
But I thought smoking weed kind of like, because I dated a guy before who smoked a lot of weed.
Mm-hmm. And I smoked
it just,
a lot of weed.
It wasn't as hard as it needed. You see this? It didn't make really? That sound.
Oh, right, wow. It was more like smushing.
It was more like, let's squeegee that in.
It's not marble.
Who
it's
wants
like
to squeegee?
It's either two things. Either they're smoking or they're taking a, you know, pill to keep it hard. Yeah, because it's only really 20 minutes of sex.
Yeah, I smoke
but you
got to
stay hard
pills
an hour
time.
And a half
20
or so.
Minutes?
It's like more
yeah,
if
it's
you
only,
want the red pill.
Only shoot
pill.
About 25 minutes of sex.
Oh, you're talking about in the flickage.
In the dirty movies.
Oh, okay.
The dirty movies.
Roxy, I was going to tell you, you don't have to watch the girl. I can teach you.
Oh, okay.
You can teach me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit of a little biatch when it comes to actually ever
doing it.
Ever doing it. I enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
It
you know,
on.
You know, I think a woman is beautiful, but
don't
I cannot
talk about
imagine.
It, be about it.
Shut up. Go do guy on guy. How about that? I hate when guys
I
are like, go do that,
say.
Go do that.
What you was about to say.
No, because I just, personally, right. I applaud it. Mm-hmm. I applaud women doing their lesbian thing because I think it's beautiful. But I just can't imagine a girl.
Why is it man on man you know, beautiful?
It,
then?
It took me a
like
while.
A
I think porn kind
of
opened it up for me.
It
gave me that avenue to play.
The gay fans.
To play out my curiosity.
Right.
Yeah, so I never really thought about it until I started shooting movies.
Okay, I feel it. All right, so, yeah. you know.
Now, maybe I need to shoot a movie. No, I'm playing. No.
Maybe we'll get
Hey,
Rossi.
That's how a lot of people get famous in our industry.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they do that.
Everyone, you should have like your own personal and private collection of, you know what I'm saying?
Self-porn?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Just put the flip cam up at the corner.
Yeah. Now with the flip cam, it's easier than ever.
You could do exactly. First-person view. You could like, you whatever, however you feel you want to do it. You should have your personal
POV
collection
like,
of like your own.
I would flip cam somebody eating me out.
Yeah.
I would.
The next time a nigga eats you out, you should just go for it. Just pull out of your mind if we document this. Let's document this. You gotta say it nice. Yeah, let's document.
Angela, I need this for my archives.
Y'all are going in tonight.
I need this to remind me of you when you're
just
not here.
Just what it is, man. Eating pussy is a beautiful thing. It should be documented.
Now, Alicia, Miss Alicia Renee, have you ever squirted?
What? Okay. So it's been nice talking to y'all.
Oh, well, excuse you for not being a human being.
Jeez, y'all are like going in.
Shout out to Wonder,
man. I need to clutch
man.
My
DJ
pearl.
See, we ain't even started. We just kicking it.
She's Damn. Clutching her pearl necklace right now.
I'm clutching my pearl.
Damn.
Her pearl necklace.
Clutching your pearl necklace. Oh, this is too much. I'm trying
and
to
look,
have too
and,
much
and
fun.
And look, Ange's face is like, Ange.
You know, have too
I'm
much
waiting
fun.
For the answer. Still waiting, Alicia.
I'm not answering that question.
I'll take that as a no.
I take that as a yes.
Next caller. Let's move on.
You said next caller. All right, let's talk to somebody. Laura is on the line. What's up, Laura?
What's up, Angela?
How are you? Laura. Now, what's your question?
Well, I don't know if it's a question or more or less a comment. I was just wanting to commend everybody on the panel. I like how y'all keep
the panel.
y'all keep it real. And Angela, I respect it because I thought I'm a squirter.
Beautiful you are, squirter lady.
I thought it was strange. And so, you know, before I loved it, but at the same time, I felt like, you know, it could have been an embarrassing thing.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to interject real quick. Sorry to cut you off. You stand behind
But Beyonce
your mess.
Was the best squirter of all
you
time.
You stand behind your... When you squirt, I don't give a fuck. The more you squirt, the better the sex is. I don't give a fuck if you drench the mattress and you got to flip it over. You do what needs to be done until you reach multiple orgasms because bitches ain't coming getting off like that, so you enjoy it. If a nigga is embarrassed, move on. It's a nigga that would love for you to squirt all over his face.
Oh, my God. Well,
kudos.
I don't need it, no doubt. So
kudos.
Hopefully, right now, I guess it's build up, and I just have to wait until that time.
Wow. You can't squirt, Laura, from masturbating?
No, I can't do it from masturbating. I can come good and feel good, but at the same time, I can't squirt.
This is a serious problem. We have to help her. Rufio.
Oh,
we have to get to the bottom of this dilemma.
Don't bring me into this mess.
Rufio's never had anybody squirt.
No. Oh, that's not true. Why are you jumping to conclusions,
Because you
man?
Haven't said anything about it.
He's conservative.
That's true.
You didn't ask me. I could tell you like, my story.
It's really hard to squirt sometimes. It's really hard.
Yeah. It's hard to come sometimes.
Let me tell you something.
Some girls just come.
I thrive. I thrive.
Quote like, Angela Yee.
I thrive to like for the squirt. I thrive for it. Like you, it's just like almost mandatory these days.
Yo, we just gonna talk about squirting this whole time.
No, we actually have another question.
I bet you if the next caller
talk about
squirting, nah, come on, knock it off.
You don't need to be mad girls faking it.
You don't need to be going to that.
Wait, hold on,
now
KT.
That I can talk about.
KT from LA is on the line. Hold on, KT.
You can't fake a squirt unless you pee.
What's your question?
R. Kelly. First of all, I was just listening for a minute, and if you fucking with a cat that can't make you come, you fucking with the wrong dude.
Girls don't come. Women don't come every time.
Faking. They talk about faking it.
Right.
We don't.
That's why you have to make sure you get your nice amount of oral sex first.
I mean, oral sex is all
great. I'm taking my half.
Yo, soon as you get in a situation where you're comfortable, you bust that pussy open and put your face over it. You don't even stick it in until like she make her come like with your face. Sex is it's a serious thing, man. Niggas, you gotta stop fucking with these
niggas. Wait, how's the saying? No licky licky, no sticky sticky.
You
exactly.
I can't fuck with niggas that ain't taking it serious, man.
You stick it.
Operation.
Yeah, not all. Nah, now everybody ain't getting. Every babe ain't getting no head. Sorry. It don't work like that.
All right,
man,
KT,
you gotta be well prepared down there.
What was your other question, KT?
And then also, do you squirt?
No, I haven't. Never done
okay.
that.
And off subject real quick, Roxy in the building. Mm-hmm. Roxy, that was fucked up how you did your boy Rocker Flocker. You know that nigga didn't have no
money. For the record.
Man, school is good. School is
for
good.
For the record.
Roxy,
I didn't ask any questions. I was just laughing in the background, okay? For the record.
I looked,
know, it looked as though he was set up, maybe.
It wasn't set up. You know what it is? You know what it is? I'm sick and tired of people saying that a question is too hard. What happens is that we need to have more, like, more media training like we used to have back in the day. Do you agree with me?
I agree.
It's a little bit more.
I agree. As an artist, you have to be able to answer.
Because if I could ask another artist that same question, which I don't think was a very difficult question.
Voting good.
You know, maybe even more prepared. I don't, you know, because then people get mad. Oh, you're dumbing down the audience. You're dumbing down. Like, which devil's advocate?
Fuck a Waka Flocka.
You know,
man, I
love Waka. Like, there's no hard feelings.
That shit was funny.
It made great
and he's probably not mad about it at all.
He kept it G'd up.
He doesn't care. And I like, you know why I like that interview? Is because he didn't give a fuck. And he showed who he was and be you. Like, don't be fake. Be you. If that's
exactly
who you are.
Yo, me and you is
Ninja Sonic. Boom. I fucks with you, man.
Him, you know? And I like Waka.
But you see people in
but wait, what about he wanted to go back to school for geometry?
I'm pretty sure
I was about to get him on that one.
Yeah, I'm good with math.
I'm pretty sure you meant algebra. Yo, let's not fuck with my man.
Now, rappers smoke that weed. They be smoking that weed. That shit be like, what time is it?
Bro, wait.
I
love you,
that strong ass.
I think Waka go hard in the paint, man. Stop fucking with my
A lot of people
man.
Did give him flack for that one, though.
Nah, that weed,
man.
They got to stop selling that weed. Whoa, with that shit in it. You know that shit that make you sitting on the couch for hours.
I don't know about that.
Sleep that shit off, man.
All right, so now you guys wanted to talk about faking it, which is something that every woman has done.
Squirting.
Absolutely. Y'all don't like hearing
squirting.
That.
Well, I don't know, man.
Like hearing that.
Hell, man.
Do you believe that a woman's never faked it on you?
No, I'm saying like.
No, do you believe?
Listen, can I say.
No. The question, it's a yes or no answer.
If I went there bullshitting, let me see.
Do you believe you've ever been faked on, yes or no?
I don't think so. You want to know why?
Sorry to bust your bubble.
Guaranteed.
I'm going to put myself on a hot pedestal
because
I take everything I do serious, you know what I'm saying? So,
one more time, man.
Oh, my God, I love it. Let me tell you something.
I'm sorry.
If you're going to play around in a pussy, nigga, leave it alone, nigga. Like,
you know what?
Every man out there that's ever
but you don't
had
hear pussy. I can't
sex.
Say pussy. Pussy,
every
pussy, pussy.
Man out there listening
pussy.
To our voice right
put
now that,
that
has ever had
me.
Sex.
Push me in the corner, put the pussy
you
on me.
You have been faked on. Okay.
Yes.
Don't think
listen,
your ish is the bomb.
You are really a Scorpio.
Have been faked
she's a fucking
on.
Scorpio.
No,
woman.
The truth. She's
I'm
telling
woman.
The truth. The fact of the matter is,
hold
men
on, let me
think.
Let me talk to a professional. Melanie.
Yo, I like Melly Mel, man.
Okay, if I'm over it. I'm gonna shake it out. I'm gonna fake it. Yeah,
right.
And then guys always ask you,
I date.
"Did you come?" And you go, "Yeah,
yeah, sure,
yeah,
right,
yeah, Bobby."
It's a good fake.
Y'all talking about girls? Like,
that's for your ego,
right?
I'm saying I don't even be like, "Yo, did you come yet?" You know if she fuck,
I'm gonna hold my breath. I'm gonna.
Right.
But maybe I've been faked, though. You know, shit happens.
You definitely have.
You definitely have.
You've definitely been faked on.
So, you know what I'm saying?
You've so been faked on.
I don't think I've been faked on.
Have you guys
stop
ever.
Stop faking it on niggas. Be like, get off me,
but
nigga.
But not for nothing.
Get your
you're
shit
just
together.
You want to hurt your
you're
real.
Not going to give
don't
every woman
it,
the 100. But you just said you're not going to give every single woman that you're with the full throttle. Mm-hmm. So you're bound to get faked on one of those. Period.
That's not what you said.
First of all, my name is Bathroom Sex, sweetheart.
We don't believe you.
I'm a crazy wild official.
We don't believe you.
Thing.
You need more people.
Right,
I'm telling
cool.
You've been faked
on. We don't believe.
I'm not saying I have.
Be nice, sweet girl.
But like, if I'm not giving my all, I don't expect like somebody to fake it. It is what it is. But if we going hard and you just and we having a blast, it's like.
But
you know,
the problem is if I care about you and I see you trying so hard,
yeah.
I
want
to hurt your feelings.
I'm gonna give you a good.
Fake.
It's
a
not malicious.
Trust.
I'm gonna go
man,
hard and give
you
a good fake too.
I'm gonna give you Halle Berry monster ball fake.
There you go, Roxy.
Make me feel good.
We
gotta
set this up. We gotta make it boy girl because it's getting too late.
Now let me ask you this: have you guys ever faked it?
It feels like a competition.
We don't fake it. We just come fast. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't that just in this? Was it Essence magazine? It was in a magazine. Well, let me
but
not
sometime
fake.
You
it
fake
was a
like,
magazine
okay,
that's just out, and guys have claimed to have faked orgasms.
Yeah, I think guys do that too.
I
sometimes.
Never faked it,
yeah,
but no, like,
sometimes your dick goes limp, and you act like you came because you're embarrassed.
That's never happened to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes a bitch be so fucking whack, you just like.
Call him out, Ange.
Yeah, she right. Nah, she right, though, because sometimes you be fucking, you like, this bitch is trash, and you just be like, oh, yeah, I'm over it. So, well, you right.
No, well,
so,
this
not
is
bitch,
the thing.
Not bitch, this babe, sorry.
Thank you.
Sometimes after the first.
She hates my foul mouth.
Pop.
Right
after the first time and you try to go again the asshole. Second time and they're trying and they're trying they're going to fake it. They get tired.
Yeah, sometimes guys try to go twice and you can't go.
They fake it on the second time.
That hard in the pain.
They're embarrassed.
Who what? Who can't go a second time?
Sometimes guys fake
it. I'm young,
it on the
man.
Second
Y'all
time.
Didn't even ask me what kind of porn I'm into. I'm into MILF porn. Like, I like fucking sexy ass.
I just turned 34.
Oh shit, Mel. We already know what's going on, man.
You know about that blonde. You know the blonde thing.
Yeah. Me and blonde.
About those blondes.
Roxy's looking like, but listen, I
don't invite you.
I'm like in the war zone right here where I'm sitting.
You in the war zone? You right part like, of the whole like, motherfucking.
You are the pinnacle of the war
energy
zone.
Like, that I'm sitting in between is
intense, right?
Mind blowing, right?
Yeah,
now.
And you're part feel of the you are controlling the current, baby. You are controlling the current.
She's like, I'm good.
And all my right. touchtone phone.
Yo, once again, fellas, random, pound random. This is like, this is a sexy situation in here. I don't know. I'm like overwhelmed by beauty.
All right, 888-845 is the number. Call us up. Ninja Sonic is here. And I have my special co-host for the night, Melanie Monroe. And my girls, Roxy Diaz and Alicia Renee, just walked in the room, too.
Y'all here. Just,
oh, they play more of my music.
Yeah, I like how my music sounds when you spin it.
Shade 45 is lip service, and I'm Angela Yee. Hey, what's going on? All right, well, Roxy's here.
I'm here.
It's been a change of a
Bathroom Sucks is
lineup.
Here from Ninja Sonic.
Yes, Telly.
Alicia Renee is here.
Yo.
What's up, ladies? Everybody's on Twitter talking about they love our conversation about faking it.
Because it's so true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so true.
That means, niggas, y'all got to turn it up, man. Stop
it's
playing around
that.
In these pussies.
It's really not that.
Sometimes it's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Like, I said it like it's a fucking... It's, like,
and let me tell you something. And this has been scientifically proven. This is something I think I saw on the doctors or something like that. But multiple orgasms is almost impossible to accomplish.
Yo,
like,
you've been fucking with the wrong niggas,
no,
man.
No, you've been faked on. That's the problem.
I don't know, man.
It's
maybe,
not,
but...
You've been
I know,
faked on.
That's not wrong. Maybe.
I probably haven't been as much.
Like, you've been fucking with this niggas that put it in.
No, I'm just
and
saying.
I'm one of
like,
them.
I'm not... Look, I'm... Shameless
plug.
I'm not the one... Like, if I'm not satisfied, then it is what it is.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's written all over my face.
Would you say anything?
You're just a tough bitch.
Have you ever told...
I wouldn't hurt a
Have you ever told
the
guy...
I feelings like that.
But what if he just wasn't doing something right and you need to correct it?
Just, it's your night, boo. It's your night.
You would never be like,
Roxy's
I don't really like
cookie,
when
nigga.
You do this or, you know.
Mm-mm.
You
I'm,
never
I'm,
had to tell
I'm
a guy
never
that?
Corrected a dude.
I did. I even bought books. And like, I'm serious.
Yo, that's fucked up.
No,
because
I'm like, let's do visual.
Nigga?
No. Kama Sutra. Kama Sutra is very sexy and it's how you do it.
Hey, babe,
but
go to this book.
It's about communicating because I'm a Scorpio. So if I'm not happy in that department, I'm venturing off in the other direction and no one wants to do that.
I can't front. Like,
so you don't want to be cheated on.
I'm a Sagittarius, right? And I know the Scorpios very well, and I've dealt with them.
No,
I know them to an extent. And then what I know, like, y'all are very, y'all sexual bar is raised very high. Y'all go, like, y'all want.
Because we're sexual.
Yeah,
we're sexual
so I can understand why you have, like, you to meet y'all where y'all need to be at. You got to go hard. You can't play around, like, with y'all. So I understand
yeah, but
where
we're
you're
bringing
from
visual
now.
Age,
you
know, and you still can't get it together.
Are there any ladies on the line
don't make
that
me,
could
don't make
chime
me every
in on
nigga,
this faking
because I'm not every
like,
nigga. Let
the ladies out there that are listening right now talk about this faking thing because a lot of people don't believe it, don't understand it.
All right, Denise.
It's real. You traumatized me. This is bad.
Denise, what do you think? Now, everybody be quiet. Let's let Denise talk about it. Do you fake it?
No, I am not going to fake it because I want to reach my plateau.
Hello, sister. Thank you.
But you never,
baby.
Denise,
so you
never have
faked it.
Oh, nigga, shit it on.
I don't believe you.
Here's the only reason a woman
should... Aha! Let's hear it.
Get a box.
Let's hear it.
The only reason. Otherwise, like, thank you. Okay, I had enough of that. All right, let's move to the next thing because you don't know how to do that. Now, if a woman want to teach, that's something different.
That's different.
You want to invest time and instruction and all of that to be able to get your
life. No, I fuck with Denise. See, she keeping it funky. She
right.
Like,
and but what I'm saying
fake
is
it, don't keep
I did
it
that,
real.
Though. And brought the manuals, and now you feel like your manhood is in question because
not,
I'm like,
stop
listen,
saying
listen,
me. Stop saying
I'm not
me.
Saying you.
She bought you books. You still don't know
so
what
why,
you're doing.
So why don't we ask some men what is the best way if you're not pleasing a woman for a woman to tell you,
no,
listen, how can we get this
is
right?
Honestly,
I get you a coloring
straight
book.
To the point.
Niggas got to stop playing around.
Color in the line.
Connect the dots.
All right, let's talk to Mel. Like, Mel, what's the best way if you're not doing something right? What should a woman do?
What should a woman do?
Well, oh, wait, yeah, this guy Mel is on the line. We're asking a guy.
Oh,
I forgot
Mel.
There's a Melanie, too. Yeah, Mel.
Yeah, what's up?
How do you want a woman to tell you you're fucked up?
What you asking me?
Like, if you're not doing something right in the bedroom, how should somebody express that to you?
They should just let me know what's cracking.
Guys want to know.
And
you want to know.
They say
faking
that.
Faking it is bad. Mel, he said it right, and Shorty before said it right. Faking, ain't no future in fronting. If niggas is fucking up, you
I'm
be like, hold on.
I'm not saying that faking is
like,
wrong,
yo,
but I'm saying
and
that
you've
been
faking
on.
I'm saying that faking is
and
wrong.
And you know what?
We're just saying it happened.
It happened.
And you know
it
what?
Happens.
I'm going to be the first to say this, and I'm going to reach out to niggas in like real rap. Like, my niggas, we have to like, you know what I'm saying? Not saying me. A lot of niggas like, y'all niggas need to stop being selfish.
He's talking
be
about
like,
him.
Yeah. Stop being selfish. Like, when you fucking with a babe,
a babe
nigga,
yeah.
You gotta like,
a babe.
You can't be selfish, nigga. You have to appreciate her body and make her feel good. Her coming is like it makes everything more better. Stop being selfish, my niggas. Like, niggas just want to just, get
Roxy,
some head,
are you more of a giver? Are you more of a giver or a receiver?
She's a taker. I could tell.
Excuse me.
She's a control
Roxy answer her damn question?
The question was asked to Roxy.
I'm sorry, Roxy.
Okay. Check yourself. I think I'm more of a giver because I want to know. See, I kind of get off of knowing that you're pleased.
Right.
You know, so cuz first of all, I'm hard to please. So but I get off, as we can see. It's something in me that's like, okay, well, you're satisfied. I took care of my man. I took care of my boo. Like, you're good. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So at least you're good. And that's what it is. And that brings me
Roxy's a giver in real life, too, as a friend.
You know, I'm a giver.
She is.
She has good energy. There's a lot of good energy in here, man.
Roxy is a big giver. I love her.
It's a girl, her stern. She's just stern.
Stop. That's
tough cookie. I'm calling you tough cookie.
Roxy's the kind of person you could call her up. You done had a bad day. Let's go have a drink. And she's like, okay, what do you need?
Or if you don't have a drink, I'll buy you a bottle. Come over and use her TV. She's the best.
She's a tough cookie.
That sounds like a very sweet girl.
Nickname Tough Cookie.
I am a tough cookie. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a straight.
Your energy
tough
feels good. This is good energy in here, man. Thanks for having us.
I'm a turtle.
The ninjas.
Got a hard shell, but we soft.
She is a softie.
Interesting.
Alicia, anyway. Renee, you guys are the best. Listen, our show is about to end because Static Select is coming in next. I know.
I'm so sad.
But listen, I want to thank Ninja Sonic.
Thank you for having us. You guys
came on a great night.
Yeah, I had a blast.
Listen, we're coming out with us. We're doing cool shit tomorrow. We're playing the Nixon Art Mosh. Come fuck with us.
Yeah,
we're gonna mash it up. I've seen them perform before. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Actually,
you guys have
it's a pretty different. It's a pretty different situation these days. We haven't really gotten into that, but.
I'm a new
addition. Yeah, somebody's gone, and now I'm here. And
yeah, I noticed that.
No. Jaja, Reverend McFly. He's not going away. He's in a band. This is our new DJ and producer. But Reverend McFly got caught in that little hurricane earlier.
No, I was there.
Yeah, so he got caught in a tornado. So he's like really fucked him up a little bit.
We have a new mixtape coming out soon. It's called When Anxiety Attacks, and we also have a record coming out in January, which is pretty cool. And you guys should check it out.
Well, I'm on some Brooklyn shit too, so I'm excited.
Well, just come fucking hang out with us tomorrow. Yeah. That's what I want you to do.
Come hang out right now. And this shit's about to be a wrap. Let's go get drunk.
Who wants to get drunk and do some weird shit? I'm doing tonight, New York City. I'm going to be at Amnesia, some basketball player named Tyree something.
Ooh.
Is celebrating his birthday.
I want to come party with you.
She said Tyree something.
Yeah, wow, the rookie of the year, too. Yeah, happy birthday to you. And
he. Oh, man, it's
Tyreek Evans. That's the name.
What you know
about basketball?
Right.
What you know about him, man?
Y'all really going to take it there? Y'all just going to shit on us?
No, I'm not. I have to host this party tonight, and I think it's going to be super duper sexy.
He was actually trying to come up here tonight.
See, and it's his birthday. I'm giving birthday love right now.
He's a Virgo. I just had my birthday.
See, Virgos are awesome. Virgos and Libras.
Yo, Mel, I'm going to say this on the air. You are awesome.
You just did a lot for the Virgo community.
You're awesome.
Well, thank you, Melanie Monroe, for co-hosting tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alicia Renee. I know she has family and stuff listening, so I don't.
Yes, and it's terrible.
She's been a good girl.
All my family always listens to Ange, and they busted me last time. They were like, so, Leash.
And I couldn't wait to talk dirty. I could finally talk dirty.
Roxy, you can come talk dirty. You can come talk dirty. You can come talk dirty anytime, okay?
I'm going to be back to talk dirty, and I'm going to be on time.
Yeah, have us back to talk dirty, too, man, because this is fun.
You guys are filthy. Shay 45 Static Select is up next. I'll be back in the morning with Trey Songz live.
This thing on? Oh, I thought they silenced us, yay. Power to the people. We living in that 31st century. Futuristic fly shit. The penthouse is the projects and everybody flies private. New watch, know what time it is. Watch us. They can't stop us. The prophets, biatches.